From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. Malaysia's police inspector general called for justice.
The crew and 43 Malaysian passengers died in this incident. Surely we would like to ensure that the perpetrators were brought to justice.
The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded that Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian missile, something Russia has denied. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, though, called for the formation of an international panel to bring the perpetrators to justice. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on two large hospitals in rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes.
Imagine a slaughterhouse. This is worse. Even a slaughterhouse is more humane.
The Syrian government, along with Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone to his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. He told him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia on Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed Wednesday to key states. Those are the states they need to win in the November 8th election. This is VOA News. Secretary